from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, so listen.
It's a Wednesday. And Dukes and Bell are out of the studio.
Live at Taco Mac Marietta off Dallas Highway in Marietta.
All right, let's go.
Cut out work early and come say hey, man.
As the guys talk all things Atlanta sports and more. Live from Taco Mac on Highway 92 in Woodstock.
Hey, man.
These are party people.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's Dukes and Bell.
We are party people. This hour is brought to you by Status Truck and Trailer Repair, driven by excellence, building successful partnerships. We get a chance to meet people all the time, and there's nothing better than meeting somebody who comes up who we haven't had a chance to say hello to, like Ray, who's here at Taco Mac.
Right.
Dallas location, Dallas Highway location. And Mike, he's like, man, I didn't even listen to sports radio until a couple of years ago. Found you guys. And he decided to come out here, and as a matter of fact, he wanted to bring his wife, but she was doing chores today.
So he said, all right, woman, I'm going down to Taco Mac.
That's exactly what he said.
So he's here. Also loves Andy and Randy. And, again, we appreciate everybody helping us be the number one sports talk station in town, and especially out in this neck of the woods. We got a bunch of great folks that we're seeing for the first time, man. So, and, again, I'm sure we'll get more folks here after quitting time.
Yeah, no doubt. So, Ray, thank you. Appreciate you being out here with us.
Good Americans like Ray from Dallas, Georgia.
Right down the road here. Dallas Highway, guys. Marietta location. Taco Mac. That's right. Where we're at. And by the way, we'll be back out here in between here in the Woodstock location, which we've been to a few different times.
Right.
We're going to be back out here as football season gets underway and whatnot. So make sure you stay tuned. We'll tell you when we're going to be back out here. Caden Ellis stopped by. If you missed that interview just moments ago down there in Miami, practice ended today, unfortunately, on a bad note where Rondale Moore was carted off and taken to a local hospital. They called practice about 30 minutes ago, but Caden Ellis said the work they got in, Falcon fans, they got some good work in. And he's talking about the defense because he's not over there watching the offense, right?
Right.
The offense is on one field. The defense is on another field. He said we got some really good work in, and they were disruptive. That's what I want to hear. I did not want to hear him say, well, man, we wish we would have did better and get pressure on Tua.
Right.
He's not sounding that way, Mike. It sounds like they had a couple of good days there, man.
We're going to talk to Tori McElhaney coming up a little bit later about what she saw yesterday. You know, it's difficult because, you know, you're rushing past the quarterback. You're not going to be able to get hands on him, not touching the guys in the non-contact jerseys. But it sure sounds like we got some heat on the quarterback yesterday. And based on what Caden told us, and that's, I mean, you and I have said it. The theme on Dukes and Bell, at least I'm telling you, red zone scoring,
yes.
Pass rush.
Yes. That,
and we spent a lot of time this year on the defensive backs, and hopefully they got the right guys in the room. But, yeah, man, can't wait to see what our draft picks over the years we've accumulated do in the red zone with Kirk Cousins and what these new guys, what you brought up yesterday, if they can do similar things to what the Rams draft class did, and that was a draft class that Raheem Morris was a big part of selecting, then I think we're going to be in a good spot.
I do, too. 404-726-0929. Braves are a mess. I don't care what you say. It just is what it is.
Don't pass the eye test.
We will see what they do again tonight against the Brewers. We'll get back into that. Grant McCauley's going to stop by. Coming up a little bit later on, also Tori McElhaney is going to stop by. She was down there covering practice as well, and we'll get her opinions on what she was able to see with the Falcons. Tomorrow, by the way, no practice. It's just a Falcon day, meaning they'll work on some things. It's team, you know, their own team kind of hangout day. And then Friday, obviously, is the preseason game. We know that Kirk Cousins is not going to play in this preseason game. But I am curious to know how much Michael Penix is going to play in this preseason.
Well, he is listed on the depth chart. We were going through the depth charts, number twos and number threes around, you know, who in this draft class. And Bo Nix, whether Sean Payton is just pulling his chain, he's listed as the number three guy in Denver. I saw some stuff today, some Denver-related reports on Twitter saying that Bo Nix looked amazing today. Okay. He's making, okay, well, maybe it's just Sean Payton is you know, pulling his chain. But we're going to see Penix in, I think, most of the second half. You know, the question is, there's another article today. I think it was ESPN Plus had it today. I know it's behind a paywall for some folks, but they were talking about some potential moves, like we could make a trade for some edge rush help, which I don't think we're going to do. But it was also saying, now that we've picked up the kid from Canada, is now potentially Taylor Heinicke expendable and something you could at least, you know, get a six-round pick for.
Rourke,
Rourke, the kid from Canada. The Canadian of the year.
Yeah.
Which is what that still makes me laugh in the CFL. I mean, better than Geddy Lee of Rush?
Yeah.
Better than Celine Dion?
Yeah. He was that guy. So, yeah, that'll be interesting to see what the snaps
better
are.
Better than Lindy Ruff?
For him. But we have options, but we know Kirk's not going to play. Hey, man, we're live at Taco Mac. Let's get to an NFL Blitz!
With news and notes from around the league, this is NFL Blitz on Dukes and Bell.
By the way, do you want me to work in more Canadian names?
Why not? Why not? I mean, this guy obviously is a big deal.
I mean, it's like, I'll take dead or Canadian for $200, Alex.
Okay. Hey, man, let's hear Christian McCaffrey. Brandon Ayuk, guys, still not traded, but there are talks, and they're heating up. It feels like he's headed to Pittsburgh, but nothing is confirmed. Christian McCaffrey was asked about his teammate.
Obviously, as a former teammate, or, you know, teammate of his in general, any teammate that you have, you love, you respect them, you want the best for them. As far as the business side of this game goes, it's always difficult, and so I stay out of it completely. You know, that's way above my pay grade, and I just try to focus on what I can do every single day. But obviously, we always wish the best for any of our teammates, whether they're here or not. Obviously, we hope he's here. It's a tough part of the business.
Yeah, he slipped up. Did you hear that at the beginning?
Yep.
Former teammate. I mean my teammate.
Yes.
Why are you already thinking in the past tense unless you know Brandon Ayuk has came to you and been like, it's been real, bro?
Sure sounds like exit visas are imminent for Brandon Ayuk. Now, we said earlier the Patriots, multiple reports saying they are out. At least people hearing who cover the Patriots, they're not in for Brandon Ayuk. But the Browns and the Steelers are still alive.
Yes, they are.
And again, we said earlier, we didn't mean to disparage the guy from like SteelersAreAwesome.com. But, you know, it's tough to figure out who's who and try to get, because there's so much fake news that gets thrown up on the wall first. But apparently there was some smoke to the fire about the Steelers inquiring about Brandon Ayuk 2 days ago.
Yeah, there was, Mike. And, you know, now we'll see how it plays out. The only reason we continue to talk about this, guys, is because that means he will be on the field week one against us when the Steelers come to town. And what does that do for their offense? It gives them another big-time weapon that we've got to defend. Hey, Big O, let's jump to Tyreek Hill because he did make a catch over the top yesterday. We talked about it. Mike Hughes, and we don't know if there was safety help or if it was just one-on-ones or however they were participating in practice, but Tyreek Hill was talking about Tua's deep ball to him during that practice.
We came out here today, we got the look that we wanted, and obviously we executed the play, and Tua threw a, I don't know what y'all call that, man. People can't no longer say that he can't throw the ball deep, man, because that right there alone, man, showed, like, his improvement from when I first got here to now. Like, that's crazy. That's light years, man. So, that's dope, man.
It needed to be said.
It needed to be said. Okay, so he's all right. Saying Tua's deep ball is legit.
Right.
Okay, that's fine.
I mean, okay, look, and he is the guy that can
make
plays all over the field, man. He can take it from behind the line of scrimmage and take it to the house. We know what Tyreek Hill can do, but good for you. Good for you.
Good for you.
We were talking about injuries. You already mentioned what's going on here with the Falcons and that stuff to lose a guy that's going to be in the mix for wide receiver. Josh Downs for the Colts gets a high ankle sprain today. Oh. He's going to be one of those big weapons for Anthony Richardson coming back off of injury himself. Outlook now is Downs could miss about a month. So that would be into at least week one or two for Indianapolis as far as their wide receiver room.
They're just getting Anthony Richardson back healthy.
Right.
Reports are we'll see him maybe a little bit in the preseason. I think he'll get a couple of series too. I think Anthony Richardson could take a jump this year. Guys, I know everybody was saying he wasn't ready last year. If you watch any of the Colts games, he looked the part. Problem was, Mike, he put his body on the line a little bit too much.
Yeah, he's got to find that balance between, you know, when to make those business decisions. We always use RG3 as an example, but this guy is so much bigger than RG3 was coming out of college at Baylor. And for guys who missed it earlier, just to reset, Rondale Moore carted off at practice in an air cast, non-contact. It was really shaking some of the guys up. There were immediately guys on social media saying prayers up. As Carl mentioned, it was kind of funky enough to say, all right, let's just call it a day down there in Miami.
Yeah, not the way you want to end practice. Caden Ellis alluded to it. He was like, yeah, All you can do is hope for the best and hope he's going to get back out there. I think Rondale Moore is like 24 years old. So a young guy. Hopefully he'll have a long career in front of him, depending on what this injury is diagnosed as. Hey, man, you've been talking a lot about Jaden Daniels. Well, Zach Ertz is talking about Jaden Daniels being ready right now.
Told you.
Right now.
That's the man.
Here's Zach Ertz.
Jaden is good now. And so with him and me, it's really just talking a lot. You know, we got some reps in the offseason in the OTAs. We're getting more now. But it's really, we're also, whatever rep we have, whether I get the ball, don't get the ball, I want him to understand how I see things. But at the end of the day, it's really what he sees. And I'm trying to learn his perspective because I can have all these ideas in one mind, but if the timing's wrong.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Or if he sees it differently, it really doesn't matter.
Yeah, man, I just like Jaden Daniels' game. I know we were going round and round. Caleb Williams had an amazing year 2 years ago when he won the Heisman and then took all sorts of heat. It's like a typical American sports. They built him up and everybody started chopping him down.
It's true.
Oh, he's crying. Oh, he's wearing nail polish. Oh, all this stupid
stuff. He's got a purse.
Nothing to do with football.
Yeah.
And he's still going to be great. But I think that Jaden Daniels is going to be 1B. I think this guy, again, if he can make the right decisions for his, same thing. He takes a lot of hits, too. We talked about Anthony Richardson. He's got to know when to hold him and fold him. Speaking of contact, you know, we talked about it. Kirk Cousins coming off an Achilles and not going to see him in preseason. But Patrick Mahomes every year says he wants to be in the mix in the preseason. Andy Reid's going to oblige him, Carl. Patrick Mahomes and the rest of the offensive starters that are available will play roughly a quarter in the Saturday preseason game for the Chiefs against the Jags.
I love it. Listen, this is what – I think everybody should do this. And I know everybody's cautious. Right. You got the best quarterback in the league saying, yeah, I'm playing.
He wants to get some contact.
I'm playing.
Get some heat.
This is what I hope that we would see. If Kirk Cousins wasn't coming off of this injury, our situation and circumstances are a little bit different. And I think if Patrick Mahomes had an Achilles injury he was coming off of, he would not be playing. But being healthy, I'm all for it.
Hey, did you know that we may be getting fined over the brouhaha in Miami?
No, I did not.
Well, I just read from Adam Schefter this morning, or was it yesterday, was out there, that the Lions and the Giants have each been fined $200,000.
For their fight?
For the fight that was basically started by Malik Nabers going, boink, and the guy on the way back to his huddle. All NFL clubs were apparently reminded in a memo from the league office last month, fighting and unprofessional conduct at joint practices would not be tolerated. And I got to be honest, we've seen fights at every single joint practice that's ever occurred in the last 5 years.
Yeah, listen, I think the league has to put that out there, but I also think they understand what's going to happen, right? They know.
Right.
Hey, man, can I hear Nick Saban talk about Matt Eberflus, Mike? Because Eberflus, to me, is already on the hot seat. He's the coach of the Chicago Bears. If they start off and lay an egg, maybe 1-4, whatever it might be, he's got the rookie quarterback. They went and spent money this offseason. I don't know if he lasts. So Nick Saban was telling Matt Eberflus how dangerous it is for a rookie quarterback and to put expectations on him. Listen to this.
Here's my theory on why NFL quarterbacks fail at such a dramatic rate. To me, expectations are a killer. This kid you got, this kid's got so much media, so much hype, so much expectation on doing well. And he has to develop so quickly to meet the expectations that everybody has for him, it's almost impossible. The expectations are a killer. But yet, to use your word, development is the key for him. You know, like Peyton Manning threw 28 interceptions when he was a rookie, but it didn't affect him. It's like the scoreboard. The scoreboard don't mean anything until the game's over.
Good analysis.
That's Nick Saban.
Yeah. And he's on point.
He is.
That's why whenever we talk about rookie quarterbacks and I talk about what Penix is going to do or what he isn't going to do on Friday, that's the one. I saw Peyton Manning in person at the Georgia Dome his rookie year, and he was struggling late December. So, you know, I think that certainly you've got to have a learning curve. You draft these guys to take the bumps, but there's nothing you're going to learn from the sideline. I just think you got to throw them out there. Throw them to the wolves. You trust your instincts and how you drafted these guys, and you go to work. The thing about Caleb Williams, let me just run this by you. Cliff Kingsbury decided he was going to Chicago. There were reports that he was going to go be the offensive coordinator. Yeah. But and he was on the USC staff with Lincoln Riley as an offensive analyst, right? Kind of like what Muschamp is doing on defense with Georgia. But he decides to go to the Commanders to work with Dan Quinn and Jaden Daniels. Should fans read anything into that about what he saw in Caleb Williams, or is it just simply a better business decision for him, or does he think maybe Jaden Daniels got a higher upside, or is Caleb Williams a pain in the butt? Getting back to what we said earlier, the perceptions that were all thrown out there after the season wrapped.
Yeah, and I just know once he made the decision to go join Dan Quinn, he was set on taking Jaden Daniels, and that's why I felt like they were not coming off.
But Kingsbury had a choice. It's just I'm not trying to make this 2 + 2 = 5, but I'm saying he was in a practice facility. He was working with this guy at USC, and he went the other way.
Yeah, I think they gave him more opportunity to do what he wanted to do in Washington.
Okay,
that's what I think. But either way, Mike, I think you're right about the upside of Jaden Daniels. Hey, coming up, and we got some news that we need to report, because yesterday we played a soundbite where he said, "Don't lie, don't steal, don't cheat." Well, the NCAA is hammering Jim Harbaugh. Now, he's in the NFL, but we need to point this out. And this has nothing to do with the sign-stealing incident.
That's different.
Okay, this is completely different. We're going to fill you in on this because I think it's important, Mike, when you start talking about don't lie, don't cheat, don't steal, and then the NCAA does a separate investigation, and this is what we find out. It's Dukes and Bell live at Taco Mac. Dukes and Bell, we're live at Taco Mac, Dallas Highway, Marietta. This hour is brought to you by Status Truck and Trailer Repair, driven by excellence, building successful partnerships. Mike Bell, we'll get back into the Braves. I know a lot of people are either upset or disappointed that we are saying the Braves. I feel like
you feel that we're done.
It's a fake good team.
You feel we got no shot.
I don't think this is a World Series team. I just don't. Not with what they've shown us. And last night was embarrassing. 10-0, you don't score, you've not scored in 27 innings now, going back to the two games against the Marlins.
It's not a World Series lineup. It's just, I mean, guys, we said this earlier. You know, Austin Riley is doing his job. RC has gotten better,
and by the way,
Olsen's doing his job. But the rest of these guys are just dudes. They're journeymen and Soler.
Well, and I know many of you are going to say, yeah, but what about the playoffs? Who cares? It's about the World Series. We are playing for chips in this city. We have invested too much money, too much time and effort to just be talking about the playoffs. Braves fans, we're over the playoffs. I'm talking about World Series. So if you're going to say, well, yeah, they can make the playoffs, who cares? I want to see more rings. And if this team is not capable of scoring runs, as we've seen throughout the course of the season, Mike, then we're not going to get there. So guys are all upset. Dukes, I can't believe you're jumping off. You're usually the guy that stays the course. How can you when they've shown you nothing?
Well, I mean, guys, it's here we are. We're going to the second week in August practically, and you've seen what this team is. You haven't scored a run now in 27 innings. You know, we've shown the ability to maybe win four or five games. Those two against the Marlins, that's inexcusable. We've seen that we've got minor league pitching that cannot sustain major league hitting. We got guys that, you know, and we continually have to roll out a six-man rotation because of the veterans we added to our staff.
That's right.
So there's a lot of things that are working against you. The injuries, you know, Acuna, I know we replaced him in 21. That was 21. Soler, Jock Peterson, and Rosario were all different players back then. Peterson's not here. We've got a catcher who can't hit. Okay? Murphy can't hit. That's it. I mean, he can't. Second base is a black hole right now. I mean, guys, you got journeyman plugging in. So you got to get Ozzie back. The only thing that helps is if Ozzie hits the ground running. Michael Harris. See, the thing, Michael Harris is going to come back. You're not going to put him in the leadoff spot.
No.
You know, hopefully these rehab assignments at Gwinnett go a lickety-split, and he gets up here. But barring those guys coming up here and catching fire, it's just hard to see this lineup doing anything against who you're going to play. Phillies, Dodgers,
that's
Brewers,
right. That's right.
Padres.
That's right.
That's who you're going up against.
That's exactly right.
That's the problem.
All right.
Not saying they can't, but guys, it's sure trending right now like they're going the wrong way.
They can't.
Carl says they're out. Dukes to audience. Braves are dead.
When are we going to show that we are who we think we are?
Yeah.
They are who we think they are. I mean, right. This isn't April. Like, I had hope in April, May. What'd I tell you guys? July 1st, we'll see what happens. Right. July 1st came. Oh, they're hitting. They're scoring runs. July. Oh, it looks like a decent month. We get to August. They're back to where they were.
I like this part of Dukes and Bell because now I can be the guy that says, you heard it, listeners. Dukes to Braves fans. Forget it. It's over.
It's not a World Series team, man.
But here's the thing. To Carl's point, you've had 112 games to see what you're made of.
How many?
112 games they've played so far.
That's a huge sample size.
You're a 238 team. You're the hottest hitting, most impressive home run and slugging team in baseball last year. Snicker even said it yesterday talking to the media. Last year they couldn't miss. This year they can't hit. You know, so we're in a tough spot, guys. And now one other thing. This is where the rubber.
And another thing.
The rubber hits the road. You know, the one thing Braves fans coming to us the last few weeks, we're still number one in the wild card. Well, now you're not.
Now you're not.
So, I mean, that's reality too.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the other side of this is if, and the only thing I would say, and I'll play devil's advocate, if when Ozzie comes back, if it's ahead of schedule, if Michael Harris can hit the ground running. But guys, that means Michael Harris has to come back and hit 300. That's not what he does.
Yeah.
That's not what he does.
I don't think so either.
So that's where we're at. That's why I think Carl's right. But I'm gonna keep the door open just a crack, just so I can bust his balls if he's wrong the next few weeks.
And by the way, I would want nothing more than
right. We're not rooting against it. We're just telling you what we see.
To do this, but I gotta keep it real with you guys.
Right.
All right. I mean, this whole right. notion right now, it's an illusion. Like, right. well, they'll keep turning it around. I talk to Vicky almost every day on social media. Oh, the Braves are going to do it today. Vicky, we're not any good right now.
Right.
Okay.
If you want guys to lie to you, listen to an AM station.
Who listens to AM? All right. Here's the deal. Jim Harbaugh, who said this when he was asked
right.
about what happened at Michigan with the sign-stealing scandal, okay, he said this. Two, maybe 3 days ago. Let's play it.
Never lie, never cheat, never steal. I was raised with that lesson. I have raised my family on that lesson. I have preached that lesson to the teams that I've coached. No one's perfect. If you stumble, you apologize, and you make it right. Today, I do not apologize. I did not participate, was not aware, nor complicit in those said allegations. So for me, it's back to work and attacking with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind.
Yeah, that's funny, Jim. So now, in light of the ongoing investigation, which is now throwing all his assistant coaches in, basically, they'll never coach again in college. They'll have a show cause penalty. Harbaugh, potentially now, Carl, will never coach again in college should he decide to go back there. They're now talking about the stuff that no one's talked about, which was the COVID violations, when he was doing, apparently, things you can't do as far as contact, impermissible recruiting contacts and inducements during the dead period during the pandemic. Harbaugh denied involvement in the violations. According to the panel, were overwhelmingly supported by the record. Harbaugh also refused to participate in a hearing before the NCAA. Remember that? This is different than the sign-stealing, guys. Again, this is about illegal recruiting practices. Guys, it just... if nobody wants to say it on ESPN, I'll say it. Harbaugh's a liar. He's a born liar. Let's be honest. He's pulling your leg. He's trying to spin this crap. You're telling me a guy, Carl, whose record, and the record speaks for itself. Let's just real quick focus on the sign stealing. The record for Harbaugh at Michigan before Connor Stallions and the defense started stealing other opposing teams' signals, he was 49-26. Afterwards, they jumped to 40-3. They're ready to blow him out of Ann Arbor. Remember the boosters were talking about a buyout package for Harbaugh?
Yeah.
He got desperate. He started doing everything he could to hold on to his job. And, yes, he won a natty. They don't have the balls to take the championship away, but he's never going to coach again in college.
So what we're telling you is that now Jim Harbaugh faces a four-year show call and a one-year suspension for everything if he comes back to college football. So let's just say 3 years from now, Justin Herbert doesn't pan out. I'm going to go back to play to coach college football. One-year suspension, and then a four-year show calls. You're not jumping right back into the mix and going to any major program that you want to just because you're Jim Harbaugh. Here's the reason why. When the NCAA did this investigation into the recruiting stuff that Mike is talking about, not only did he not cooperate with the investigation, he provided false and misleading information.
That would be a lie. In other words, you're lying.
So he just told us about the Connor Stallions.
Right.
Investigation. Play it again, Orn. That I don't lie, don't steal, don't cheat.
Never lie, never cheat, never steal.
Stop it right there.
Raised.
That's what he said about that investigation. Now he's in the NFL. It doesn't affect him. And then we find out through all of this that he did not cooperate with the investigation and provided false and misleading information into the recruiting
right.
and inducements, which is, you know, again, improper contact and all the stuff and gifts, et cetera. Who knows? He's lying. And if you believe that he was misleading into this investigation, why would you not believe that he did not know, which was what
right.
you were saying yesterday
right.
about the Connor Stallion situation?
It's just hard to imagine a guy who's, you know, let's be honest, who's fighting for his job. All of a sudden, you can't beat Ohio State, and then you beat him 3 years in a row, and you have no idea what your defensive game plan is. I mean, you're telling me Jim Harbaugh just literally, okay, coach, you got it? We're good? I can't buy that. I think, look, Michigan fans, this is one that Ohio State fans are going to say this is a bunch of nonsense. They should strip them of the national championship. And I don't know, if something really incredible comes out subsequently, remember the way the USC lost, they've technically, there's no national champion for 2004.
Correct.
That title was vacated. You think we'll ever talk about the 23 title that way?
It's possible.
Maybe more comes out?
It's possible. Brad asked us on social media, Mike Bell, ATL, put him up. See, Dukes, he says, guys, do you think the NFL will punish him like they did prior, which was BS?
Interesting point, because if you remember when Roger Goodell, in light of a lot of bad PR for them not having discipline, They suspended Terrell Pryor when he started his NFL career.
It was a joke.
For impermissible benefits for getting some tattoos in Ohio State.
It was a joke.
Because they were trying to act like Billy Badass. So if you're going to suspend a player and now a coach has been hit with show cause, I mean, there is a precedent that is set from the NFL. I don't think this NFL in 2024 goes down this road.
I don't either.
Because it's bad for business. But they actually did that. You can look it up.
The NFL will say, that was prior to him getting here. He's now an NFL head coach. We don't have anything
to do with
that.
But they actually suspended a college player coming into the pros.
That's, Brad's question is
right.
legitimate.
Right.
All right, guys, more on this. We'll talk some college football coming up in about 25 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, to me, with Harbaugh, guys, well, didn't you want Harbaugh here? Yeah, and all this came out, as we like to say in the show.
We didn't know this.
Now, the sign-stealing stuff is one thing, but now they've shown that basically Jim Harbaugh is lying to you. And also, by the way, I wonder how his dad feels about this, because Harbaugh loves to always cite his father as the role model and everything else, all the life lessons he taught him. Well, apparently he didn't take.
Who has it better than us?
Nobody.
Hey, coming up, we got Yeah Man, No Man. We're live at Taco Mac, Dallas Highway in Marietta. It's Dukes and Bell. Are you playing this because we're watching breakdancing here? Is it the Olympics? Is that why you're playing that, Big O?
Kind of a coincidence, I guess.
Yeah, whatever. I'm not watching.
And now from Slovenia, give it up for Ubo Burbach.
I can't watch breakdancing at the Olympics.
There's nothing
you guys
I like better than to block rock some beats.
Friday morning,
hit
Carl.
Me.
Friday morning.
There's only about 5 days of the Olympics left, by the way.
You know, when I was a small child, we would get videotapes secondhand from USA. Electric Boogaloo, number one. As a youngster in Slovenia, I say either I will be the best team handball player
yes.
or I will be breakdancing.
And now I'm here.
My parents, they shunned me. I must leave. I moved to Bratislava alone with a piece of cardboard to dance on the streets.
Ah!
And now Olympic gold is within my reach.
No doubt about it. All right, man. We are live at Taco Mac. I just thought that was – by the way, that song right there,
oh, yeah.
If you were into breakdancing back in the day, that song, come on. I mean, you was on the floor,
and
man.
And the accompanying video. For
Rocket?
Yeah, Herbie Hancock.
All right. We will talk more about the Falcons. If you're just joining us, they finished practice today. They did not finish about the last 30 minutes because there was an injury to Rondale Moore, non-contact injury. We're going to talk to Torrey McElhaney coming up next hour. We'll get the latest on that situation. But they did have a good day, according to Kate Nellis, who joined Mike and I last hour. So stick around. You'll hear that interview later in the show as well. Right now, let's get to Yeah Man, No Man.
It's time for Yeah Man, No Man. He's the former MVP of his high school football team.
Not really.
From New Jersey.
The Cavs are here.
And gives rapid-fire questions. Here's the executive producer of the Dukes and Bell Show, Chris Thomas.
Turtle, what's going on today, my man? How you doing?
Need your guys' help with something today. Innocent mistake? Or trying to slip one past the boss.
Uh-oh.
There is a Boston Red Sox social media intern that absolutely lost their job last night because they tweeted and was quickly deleted from the official Red Sox account. Anyone who loves BDSM, in parentheses,
BDSM.
Big Dom Smith Energy,
oh, okay.
Is our friend without introduction. Yeah, man, no man. Did the person who typed that out make an innocent mistake? Or were they trying to slip one past us?
All right, for the kids in the car, earmuffs, BDSM has a completely different meaning in certain circles, like bondage and discipline and other stuff.
Tell me more.
Well, if you're into that sort of thing. Have you been a naughty boy, Carl?
I want to know more about
think
this.
Think of the Paul Giamatti character in Billions, that first season.
Oh, yeah. That was a good season.
Sadism, masochism.
Yeah, his wife, right?
His wife? That's generally what the BDSM acronym stands for in that world.
Maggie Siff, she played that character very well.
Oh, indeed. I love Maggie. I love Maggie.
Indeed.
She's great. Turtle, I'm sorry I got caught up in Mike's description of what all that was.
Well, you know, but you're just a little layer of the onion you're peeling off here. Is that something?
I'm interested in all things. I want to be educated. There's nothing wrong with that.
I don't know, man. Getting hit with a riding crop is really not in my repertoire, but okay.
Well, I'm just saying. You're the one like, let me tell you what this is.
Well, no, I mean... I'm just for the folks out there who didn't get the reference to the BDSM.
Here's what I think. They slipped up. I don't think they did this purposely, and I think this was intended for somebody else. Someone else was supposed to get this. And guys, by the way, I don't know about you guys, but you can have multiple accounts, right? You have multiple Instagrams, multiple Twitters. Sometimes you're switching back and forth, and you can see different things. I don't know if this person – and remember, you're talking about a Major League Baseball team. There are probably, I don't know, five, maybe six people who have access to their social media accounts. So maybe she or he was switching back and forth and going somewhere and that boop, boop, got sent. And uh-oh, because to Mike's point, you're right. Not sending that if you are trying to just get Red Sox fans' attention and trying to get attention to a particular tweet or
play. What if it's a poor, innocent 22-year-old out of BYU, fresh comes to Boston, gets his job, and thinks he's doing something funny and sweet, and boy, did he get it wrong.
I think he got it. He knew what the reference was as the turn of phrase, having fun with it. So a little too cute.
Yeah,
got a little too cute.
I think so. There's a couple people in Philadelphia who apparently...
You know what we think BDSM means in Boston, Carl, where we live on the south side. Bunch of sicko, dumbass maniacs doing that stuff.
Yeah, correct.
Guys on all fours wearing leather masks, bunch of weirdos, probably doing it over there at the Fenways.
At the Fenways.
When I tell you to dump a body in the mosh.
Yeah.
Back to you, Chris.
That's from Departed. Yeah. But, yeah, man, I'm shocked a little bit. But, hey, man, mistakes happen, you know. I just think that person pressed in and was like, oh, no.
Right.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm the one doing my job over here.
You must be the other guy.
Who are you?
Right.
All right. A guy who is supposed to be doing his job is Nick Sirianni. Not looking like that's going over too well in Philly right now. Our sister station, WIP, put out a poll. Are you comfortable with the Jalen Hurts-Nick Sirianni relationship? A following report indicates that there could be some trouble in paradise.
Trouble in the city of brotherly love.
Yeah, so the question is as follows. Yeah, man, no man. First coach fired this season, if I gave you Sirianni or the field, who you taking?
based on that meltdown last year, it's not a bad bet.
But I'm going Sirianni. Look, Doug.
I'll go Eberflus. Okay. I still think he's on the. I don't think he's that good at what he does. I don't know why they brought a defensive coach in when you needed to get a quarterback fixed in the first place. Before it was Justin Fields. Not really blown away by the hire from Seattle's offensive coordinator coming to Chicago. I think Eberflus. Yeah.
If Caleb Williams is good, he could save his butt. But that's really right. The only way that's.
I said it earlier to Carl. Still don't understand why a guy that worked with him at USC didn't want to work with him in the NFL.
Shane Waldron is the new coordinator there in Chicago. I'm going to go Sirianni, guys. Doug Peterson won a Super Bowl and got fired 2 seasons later.
Yeah. Okay. Loria can pull the trigger in Philly quick.
Here's the deal. Eagles Nation ain't putting up with that. Like, they're too talented. They've drafted too well. If this dude doesn't get it together, he's gone. And for all the conversation we've had about Sirianni, and remember, I was one of those guys who told you, he sounds like he does not know what he's talking about.
Right.
When he lost his two coordinators, this Eagles thing changed. And so you're supposed to be the brains of the operation, and all of a sudden now you've got a communication problem with the guy you paid $200 million to? Mike, that is an issue, and I don't know if it goes away. Are they adult enough to sit in the room and say, hey, whatever issue you have, Right. Let's talk it out. Let's make sure we're not putting our business out in public.
But too late. It's already out there.
But I don't know if that's what's going on. I'm going to take Sirianni just because of the pressure the Eagles have on them. Nobody expects the Bears to win a Super Bowl. People expect the Eagles to be in the Super Bowl hunt.
Absolutely. All right, one more before we get out of here. If I told you that a field hockey player, men specifically from Australia, ruined the fun for everyone at Olympic Village, what would you say?
Well, like, did he ruin the fun like that hot Paraguayan swimmer did? Or?
Yeah.
Well,
right.
Something maybe some people would deem equally as fun.
Okay.
Tom Craig was arrested for allegedly buying a gram of cocaine from a street dealer.
Oh, snap.
A street dealer. What, are you crazy?
Who was also arrested by a sting from Australian authorities. Tom Craig apparently left a team function and met up with a dealer who was allegedly in possession.
Oh.
75 ecstasy pills.
Hey, now.
And 7 vials of cocaine.
Oots, 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 oots,
oots, 7 vials of coke.
By the way, an Aussie field hockey party don't stop.
So you're saying before he got out of London, he wanted to get hot.
At the palace, it was a sting operation.
Yeah,
we knew that the guy from down under wanted a bump.
So
what an idiot!
So the Australian men's field hockey team lost on Sunday 2-0 to the Netherlands to end their run.
Should they have done the coke before they played the Dutch?
Well, they would have had more energy. Some would argue.
Just a thought.
But team members were reportedly told they had an extra 48 hours to stay in the Olympic Village.
He was gonna get it in.
So he was done with his competition.
I get it. Okay, got it.
And that's what he chose
to do. You guys want to go buck wild. 48 more hours on Australia is done.
Yeah. Do we know the cost of that, by the way? Do we have any idea what he was particularly
I believe it was
buy?
1,000 francs.
7 vials of coke? Yet.
And 75 ecstasy pills.
I don't know what the cost of that is. And listeners, don't text me because I don't want to know.
You know, meanwhile, one of our listeners
guys will be telling me you're guilty of this.
No, but our audience is more weed-related than that stuff.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah. But there's somebody out there rolling right now going, oh, yeah, man, I had 75 ecstasy pills one time. Turtle, I will tell you that that is insane. And here's the reason why. For me, you've already competed. You made it through.
Yeah.
Like you, and now you're going to jail. You made it through.
Guess he could let his hair down.
You couldn't
down.
Wait to get the coke till you got back home, Mike.
Well, I mean, but again, you're doing it in Paris, Carl. It's especially
you're right.
How many times can you be doing that much coke and drugs? And to do it in Melbourne or Sydney is not the same.
You're right.
Doing it in the City of Light. What a nitwit.
Well, here's the kicker at the final thought here. The 28-year-old is unlikely to ultimately face more than a fine, as French laws limit the potential punishment for those caught with narcotics in small amounts.
We are much more enlightened about our drug use.
Okay, so it's smaller than what I'm assuming it is, then, is what you're saying.
I think it was
75 ecstasy pills is a lot.
That's what I'm thinking.
You know, I mean, depending on how you roll, pardon the pun, I mean, that's probably more than it's 25 guys, that's more than enough, I would think, right?
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Perfectly fit, zero body fat athletes.
Exactly. Right? Run through them like water.
Yeah, these guys in shape.
All right, Oren, please don't buy any narcotics, but do hit my music.
Crazy. Coke and ecstasy? That's what you call an all-nighter, right?
I love the term vials.
Yeah.
Well, that's a vial of cocaine.
Well, I mean, you know, it's
a pinky. It's a pinky.
Is that a pinky?
You're going to package it.
I don't know. Are you describing the different methods?
Listen,
that you
I've seen the movies you guys have seen.
I've seen New Jack City. That's crack. We're talking about pure cocaine. I mean,
I'm just wondering. You know, people, they do the pinky thing with the nail. That's what I'm thinking.
I don't know what goes on. These kids, what they're doing with the drugs, Carl.
I have no idea.
These Australians with their field hockey and their drugs.
Coming up, we're going to talk about what's going on around college football.
And by the way, why are men playing field hockey? There's too many freaking sports in the Olympics.
Would you rather than break dance or play field hockey?
Well, I mean, women play field hockey. Other field hockey is for women. Yeah, they have curling. You know, they have the Irish game. Yeah. Curling. I don't know. I'm confused.
But that's for the Winter Olympics, isn't it?
Yes. Remember it caught all the rage a couple of years ago?
Oh, I know. I attempted to do it, and then I was like, okay, I understand how hard it is. Hey, man, we'll talk some college football. What teams from the ACC are potentially going to make the playoff? Mike, you may or may not like this. Next.
Okay.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.